We couldn't have stayed.
I know.
Maybe one day when there aren't people after us.
Abby, it's okay.
But we had a house there.
It didn't have a roof. Or all of its walls.
It's the first place we've ever called home.
We'll have to find somewhere better. Hey, where are we?
Well, it's very dark. And it's freezing. I didn't bring us here.
Me neither. Hey, something's not right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Zara?
It isn't working. Oh, we're stuck here for the moment.
But where?
First principles. We're outside. There are rocks, but no stars.
Well, maybe it's just very cloudy.
It's not cloudy.
Oh.
Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
We just didn't see you.
Or hear you. Or your thoughts.
You won't get in my head.
You're psychic.
I know a trick or two. But I'm not doing this on purpose. You and Abby won't get in my head.
You know my name. You know who we are.
Where are we? What is this? Who are you?
It's a trap. It must be. She was expecting us.
You brought us.
I wouldn't even know how. And I've nothing to hide. So, in answer to your questions, we're at the end of the universe. This planet is some kind of trap. And my name is Joy.
Your name is...
No. It's not possible.
No, but here we all are. You took your time getting here, Mum.
You can't be her. You can't be.
Joy vanished in front of our eyes, just faded into the air.
I can see right through her. Joy, baby, no.
You said there were consequences.
What? Not like this. Please.
You saved everyone. So Merrick's still at school. The man you knew doesn't happen anymore and doesn't have a daughter.
No.
But I came back. I must have. I mean, I'm standing right here.
And where is this, exactly?
I don't know.
But you brought us here.
No. I don't know where this is or why we're here. There aren't any stars, so it must be the end of the universe. Perhaps that's why our powers don't work.
We can't teleport. Can you teleport? I mean, normally?
Yes. Think of somewhere strong enough and I go there.
Don't listen to her. She can't be my Joy. This is a trap. It has to be.
Yes, it's a trap. Whatever brought you here brought me as well, and there's no way off this rock. What have you two done this time?
We haven't done anything.
No? You broke the sky on Eratune and opened a black hole on Mars. There's all the people who died on the sphere, and what happened to the last question.
What's the last question?
Abby... Don't let her get to you. She knows all about us. Why would she know all about us?
Because Dad told me.
Marek! Is Marek here? Please!
Dad died a long time ago.
What?
How?
We'd been careful. Never too long in one time. But they must have picked up a trail. We were eating pancakes in this place in the red spot on Jupiter. And suddenly they got him.
Who was it?
I don't know. A group of them.
They must have told you their names or what they wanted.
It happened so fast.
And you ran away.
What?
Didn't you? That's how they didn't get you.
I ran.
You looked inside her head.
I can't look inside her head. But look into her eyes. She's like you and me.
I am not like you. I was never like you. He made me promise every single day If we were ever caught, he said I had to run.
He told you to leave him behind. That is not the Marek we knew.
Yes, it is.
But you got away. So how do you know that he's...
He'd always been ready. Shouted at me not to look back. And that was his code phrase for the neutron device in his wrist.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. Oh, Marek, that was almost magnificent.
They didn't come after me, so it must have worked.
And you've been running ever since?
More or less. Don't pity me. I went where I liked, did the things I wanted. And if it went wrong, I moved on, like you.
That's not what we do. It's how it might look. Aratoon, Mars, the sphere.
The things we've done, the people we've hurt, we've been trying to make things right.
It won't ever be enough.
No, it won't. But at least... I don't know. You're not quite what I expected.
We're such a disappointment.
No. Just ordinary. And young. Naive children with magic powers and no idea how to use them.
You've been learning.
Slowly. But we're getting better. We're not finished here, Joy. Whatever this is, whoever brought us here, we're going to find a way out. And then... you and I can start again.
I think I'd like that. So you believe who I am?
I don't know. I don't want to believe it. After everything we've lost.
It is weird. You having a grown-up daughter.
You're telling me.
It's worse than that, I'm afraid. Morgan?
Abby, close the door.
There isn't a door. It's just a scrap of metal that leans over the gap.
Well, lean it over the gap. Keep the wind out. How do I look?
Dusty. Fine. There's not much light anyway.
The torch isn't great, so watch where you're treading. Ah, there you are.
Oh, is this them?
Yes. This is my mother, Zara. This is Malden, my son.
Hello, Malden. It's nice to meet you. This is my sister, Abby.
Hi. We're not what you expected. Covered in muck and dust.
Oh, I thought you'd be older, all the stuff you've done.
We're older than we look. Hey, it's okay to be weirded out. I'm a bit weirded out too.
Nice place you built here.
No, it's not.
But it protects us from the wind. Gales blow up every few hours. The dust will cut you to pieces. But we found the ruin of a spaceship out there on the plain. Nothing much to salvage, but a few panels still intact.
And you dragged them here? Used the incline of the crater?
The panels aren't heavy, just awkward. I tried for shantytown chic. Lick of paint, and it could almost be homely. Can I get you some water?
You said we had to save it.
Malden, these are our guests.
Have you got anything to eat?
Abby!
But I'm hungry. Oh, there isn't any food here.
Only what we brought, and that won't last us long.
We can still be polite. Please, whatever we have, you're welcome to share.
Thank you. But it's going to be all right. We're going to get out of this.
There isn't any way out, unless your powers work.
They don't work. But we're going to find something.
So you can't teleport, Malden?
He's more like his father's.
Sorry? Father's... plural?
Long story. Better told with a drink.
Well then, we better find a way off this rock. Where's this spaceship you found?
There was almost nothing left. And the wind is picking up. Mum, it's getting late.
Then we better get a move on.
Is it me or has it got darker?
Well, there can't be a night if there are no stars.
I don't know where the light comes from, but it's darker when there's more dust in the air. Means a gale is coming.
We should stay inside.
Is the spaceship far?
An hour or so. Hard to tell. Time seems different here.
And she broke her watch when we moved the panels.
We'll just have to do this quickly. Come on, then. What's that? In the wind, like... can you hear it?
No.
We need to keep going.
We can't stay over long. The dust will cut us to pieces.
We have to find a way out.
There isn't one. We looked.
Ow! Abby?
Oh, it's all right. There's dust against my face.
You're bleeding.
It's only a scratch.
Keep your head down. The dust can be like glass.
Oh, I've got it in my mouth. Oh. Zora, are you sure this is a good idea?
Which way to the ship?
I think it's this way. Oh, no, that isn't right.
We're never going to get there.
Yes, we are. We're going to do this. We're going to get away.
Ow! Oh, that was my ear. Zora, you're bleeding too.
I'm fine.
Come back to the shelter. We'll share the food, hunker down till it's over. We can find a way out of here later.
I'm not giving up.
It's not giving up. It's just not being stupid. Zora, we can't stay here. Ow!
All right. We go back, but just till this is over.
Which way is the shelter?
I can't see a thing.
Stay together. We have to stay together.
Take my hand. Everyone hold hands. I'm not losing you again.
Really stupid.
Malden.
No, he's right. I'm sorry. Could have killed us all.
Oh, Abby. Oh, I'm all right. It looks worse than it is. Oh, blood tastes a bit like metal.
I've got some wipes with me somewhere. Here.
Thanks. Baby wipes?
All they had in this shop in 1982. They're antiseptic, though, so they'll sting a bit.
Ow. Yes. Do you have a mirror?
No. Sorry, broke it.
Here, let me help you.
Thanks.
Over here, where there's more light.
Ow! Careful!
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to be gentle.
You're very well prepared. A satchel and everything. We used to have satchels.
We try to travel light, but you know how it is. Never know what you're going to find when you turn up somewhere new.
So you've got a first aid kit and some spare pants.
And some emergency makeup.
Oh.
Used to keep a little black dress, but less call for that since Malden.
You're kidding. You're beautiful. Get that from your mum.
What? Oh, no, I don't mean like that. You have a baby and your priorities change.
After you were born, I promised things would be different. I'd be a better person.
You and me, we're alike. Come on, help me with dinner.
What do I do with these?
Tear open the packets. They're biscuits.
Biscuits? Oh, I love biscuits. I'm starving.
Well, you're looking better. Be careful. They might have to last.
See? There isn't a way off this planet.
Malden.
We're just here until the gale dies down. Then we'll find a way out.
How long will that be?
A few hours. Maybe more. It's difficult to tell. Are you all right?
I'm fine. A bit sore. What do we do all that time if we can't eat the biscuits?
We wait. Try not to get on each other's nerves.
Joy, why don't you tell us what happened to you? How you and Marek came back?
Ugh, that's boring.
You were written out of existence, lost to the vortex of space and time, and then came back again. So there might be something we can use here.
There isn't.
And I'd just like to know.
All right. I don't remember the vortex, but I think sometimes I can still hear it. Dad said it was like a huge whirlpool, every moment in history churning around us, pulling us apart. You could glimpse what it had cost him. Even when he was smiling, there was something in his eyes. He'd held me together, kept my mind intact all the time we were in there. Not that time had any meaning. Except when we escaped, I was no longer a baby.
What? Abby, have a biscuit.
I was a little girl. 4 or 5, he thought. Old enough to use my powers to go anywhere or when. Those are my earliest memories. A beach with 2 suns at sunset. A planet of mile-high trees, never staying anywhere long.
And never coming to find me.
Dad said... He said you were dangerous. That you'd put me in danger.
He said he'd keep you safe.
Oh, Zora.
And he did. We travelled all of space and time, making the most of every moment. The things I've seen and done. It was good.
He was a good man.
And then, when he was gone, I found out about you. All the things you'd done.
You learned your mum was a monster.
But we've helped so many people.
Yeah, and then told them we were never there. So the only mark we've left behind us is when we've got things wrong, like a scar in time.
You turn up in a dozen different histories. Capricious and wicked sisters wielding terrible powers. So I kept away. Got on with my own life.
We're not like that.
No. I'm starting to see.
You're just ordinary like us.
We're not like you at all. Tell us about meeting Malden's fathers.
Oh, no, don't.
Zara?
What? Mum's got a right to know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, who wants to hear about kissing two men at the same time?
I wouldn't completely mind.
Sorry, Malden. Outvoted.
All right. It was on an orbital called Plane. I'd been there for an hour. Sorry.
You're tired.
Oh, yes, so am I. Oh, what is this?
You see someone yawn and you can't help yawning yourself.
See? It's been a long day. Or however long it's been.
And it might be longer tomorrow, or whenever the gale stops. Maybe we should sleep.
But there isn't enough room for us all to lie down.
There is if we squash up.
Malden, you come and lie with me. Leave your grandmother and great-aunt some space.
Do we just lie on the dirt?
No, the mattresses are invisible.
Are they? Oh,
come on. It's not so bad.
I don't have enough room.
Shh, boy. Curl up with me.
Oh, I am tired.
It's being out in the storm.
And perhaps the air is low in oxygen.
Oh, we're going to need our strength. Oh, God, I can't remember the last time I slept. Beautiful morning. Well, at least the wind has dropped.
Oh, can't we lie in a bit longer? Oh, I didn't sleep very well.
Yeah, you were kicking all night. But the sooner we get off this rock, the sooner we can have breakfast.
Oh, breakfast. Come on, then.
It's off this way.
We're really not going to find anything.
Oh, that's the spirit. Come on.
Oh, it's very red. Even the sky.
Like the surface of Mars. I'm content in the dust.
Regolith. That's what the dust is. Pulverized fragments of rock from meteorite impacts. Well, don't look like that. You're not the only one who reads.
The wind has blown it all around, so the dunes are different. Oh, look, are we going the right way?
The light is brightest directly behind the way we're heading.
Oh, yeah. It's a fixed light, so it can't be a star.
Might be a satellite or some kind of lighthouse.
It's got to be something.
But it might be hundreds of miles away.
Yeah. So let's go to the spaceship first. Come on. Last one there's a pickled egg.
Oh, do you have to talk about food?
Hey. How you doing?
Okay. Sore. Oh, I can feel every muscle in my legs and chest. It must be sleeping on the ground.
Or from before we got here, wading through all that water. And this place. Perhaps Malden's right and there's not enough oxygen in the air.
I keep hearing voices in the wind.
Yeah, it's probably an illusion. Well, let's hope it's an illusion. Come on.
We've been walking ages.
Oh, it can't be much further. We're going to get away from here, I promise you.
Yeah.
What? I can see there's something. What is it?
What Joy told us. About how we've been remembered.
Oh, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
You don't believe that.
No, but it sounds good.
We were going to make a difference. We were going to help people.
And we have. You know we have.
She said we were monsters.
Until she met us. Now we're getting on great. Well, all right. Oh, it's going to take time. Look, it's weird, but I think we're going to be okay.
Malden's keeping his distance.
Oh, babe, don't you see? Poor boy's confused.
And Joy isn't.
Joy doesn't fancy her auntie.
What?
Oh, come on! When he helped you clean your face, and then when we were bedding down...
He didn't want to curl up with his mum.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Nothing. Just be kind.
He's your grandson.
And technically, he's older than we are.
Oh, this is just so weird.
Shh, he's coming over.
Mum said you might want some water.
Oh, thank you, Malden. That's very kind.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I am quite hot.
Abby.
What? That's better.
Malden, how far is it to the spaceship?
Not long now.
Abby, I'll have the water if you're finished.
Hmm? Oh, I've spilt some down my chin.
This is it.
We're here. I'd better go.
You are such a...
What?
What? Okay, this is worse than I thought it would be.
Told you.
There's nothing left.
Oh, the ship must have crashed 100 years ago.
It could have been last week. What survived the fire has been lost to the dust storms.
It's like a giant metal ribcage. Pick clean.
Oh, you really need to eat something. Come on, look around. There's got to be something.
We searched it before.
Well, search it again. Anything could help us. Anything at all.
Do as she says. We've come out all this way.
You can see where the controls used to be.
We took the panels from here.
Had to unscrew them with our fingers.
Is there anything else we can use? Mum?
Zara? Hey, Joy asked you a question.
Sorry, it's just... I thought there'd have been something.
It's the first place we've looked. We'll find something else.
We can't go any further out, not with the dust storms.
We've got about half an hour before we need to head back to the shelter.
Then we'll come back and look a bit more.
Yeah? How are you feeling?
Not great. A bit weary. Oh, I could use a bath.
Yeah, could you stay downwind?
Oh, hey!
Abby, we're in big trouble. There's half a packet of biscuits and we're running out of water.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
I found something!
What? Great! What is it?
It's some kind of cabling.
Signal cord. Military spec.
Strong enough to withstand an EMP.
Can we use it for signalling with?
If we had a signal box and encryptor. Nothing like that here.
There's got to be something. Abby, Malden, keep looking round.
What?
Joy and I will pull out the cable. We'll take whatever we can.
Come on, Malden.
But there isn't any point.
Just do it.
All right.
Come on, leave them to their cable.
Be careful.
And we need to head back in 20 minutes.
Yeah. I guess we could try what's left of the cooling stacks.
After you. Your mum's a bit of a character.
She's not always like that. But, you know.
We're going to get off this rock.
Sure.
No, really, we will. Trust your Auntie Abby. We can't be too long. The wind's already picking up. We don't want Zara and Joy to get cross. More cross.
Mum's mad because, well, she always had this fear of meeting you and... Should I call her Gran?
Yep, as often as you can.
Mum thought you were after her. That one day you'd catch us, and now I guess you have.
We didn't bring you here.
But it's still your fault. Something you did, someone you ticked off.
We don't know that.
Yeah, but you do. Your powers aren't working, but you can feel it. This is some kind of trap.
And that's what's driving your mum crazy. Being punished for something we've done.
It's not that. She's put her faith in you two. That you'll get us out of this. When you're together, you two can do anything.
We're not together now.
She's only over there. You're like mum with me. Don't like to be apart.
No, it's safer that way. And we just like to be together. But you're right. The two of us, we can do anything. So we'll find a way out of this. We have to.
Abby, we'll be dead in a couple of days.
Abby!
Over here!
Found anything?
No, but we will. Won't we, Malden?
Sure.
There isn't any time. The wind's blowing up.
Already? Well, where's Mum? We have to get back to the shelter.
She's looping up the cable. Come on, we have to go.
But Zara!
I know. But there's nothing here. We'll have to think of something else.
Okay,
Everyone okay?
Oh, my hands are shredded. I can't feel my face.
You heard the voices in it. Screaming out, angry.
Because of something we must have done. I don't think it's an illusion.
Whatever it is, we can put this right.
Mum, are you okay?
We'll be in a moment. Is there any water left?
Just this.
Oh, well, there's more than a sip each. Here. Mum, your turn.
Oh, thanks.
That's better. Now, we had some biscuits.
You're not going to fix it.
Well, the cable's only damaged at the ends. We can use the rest.
But without a signal box and encryptor...
Look, it's the only thing we've got.
Abby, hey, have a biscuit.
There's only three.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not hungry.
Yes, you are. But thank you.
We're going to starve to death.
Malden, please.
But he's right. The cable's not going to help us.
We'll try again after the gale dies down.
There was nothing there.
Then we'll try somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know. Somewhere else.
Just keep moving. Never looking back.
Yes. That's what we've always done, you and me.
And if one of us drops dead, you keep going.
What? Zara?
That's not what I said.
Marek got caught and you just kept running.
He told me I had to survive.
We thought you were dead, that you'd never existed. And yet you were out there, surviving. More than that. Going from place to place, having a right old time. That boy's got two fathers.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
Zara, you're disappointed. And you haven't eaten anything for hours. Have some of my biscuits.
I don't want any biscuits. All that time and you were out there. I thought I'd been torn in two. The man I loved and my baby.
You loved him?
Of course I loved him.
I don't think he knew.
What?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said.
What did Merrick tell you?
He thought if there'd been a stronger connection, you'd have pulled him from the vortex.
I didn't know he was there.
He said if there'd been a stronger connection.
Merrick.
When we were dying, you remember, on the way to the Planet of Rain, he reached across time and space.
And I should have done the same. Maybe he was right.
What? Zara, no. You loved him. I saw inside your head.
What do you know? We're both so naive.
I loved Merrick too. We both did.
In our way. But it wasn't enough.
I'm sorry. Really. He did love you. Never went near anyone else.
Oh, I don't believe that for a moment.
All right. He never stayed long with anyone else.
Was he happy?
Yeah. On the whole, with everything he'd been through.
We can't use the cable to signal anything.
What?
The core has been disrupted. Dragged it all this way for nothing.
Thank you, Malden.
It's no more use than rope.
Well, rope can have its uses.
Like what?
Well... Oh!
What are you thinking?
We can't go far from the shelter because the wind blows up, but we could take the shelter with us.
If we use the cable as rope.
It took everything we had to get the panels here.
But now there's four of us. We can share the load.
Malden, you're brilliant.
Am I? Okay.
So, having dragged the panels all this way from the spaceship, you want us to drag them back?
There's nothing at the spaceship.
Then what?
We go in another direction, towards the light in the sky.
And when the wind blows up, we put up the shelter.
The wind will blow it down.
We can use the cable to hold it together.
We'll hold on to it if we have to.
We'll be torn to shreds.
Or we can stay here and starve.
That light could be hundreds of miles away.
There's one spaceship out there. There might be more.
And we've nothing to lose. Sorry.
We're running out of time. We're tired and there's no food.
But whatever it takes, we're going to find a way out.
How long have we been going?
That depends on when we started.
I just need to stop for a bit.
Oh, come on, keep going. You're not going to be shown how to do it by a bunch of girls.
Including your mum and Gran.
All right.
So, he's got two fathers.
Not that again.
I'm not sure I can talk and drag at the same time.
Give us enough to build a mental picture. Might make the going a bit easier.
Please don't.
Oh, well, I was stealing food from a kitchen. Huge, fancy place with all these cooks in funny outfits.
hundreds of them there.
So how did you get past?
I had my satchel and my little black dress.
And your emergency makeup.
I scrubbed up all right. They thought I was one of the guests, so I played it posh and said I'd been simply enthralled by the puddings. They were only too pleased to find more.
Some people show their love by cooking. You show your love by eating what they cook.
I like people like that.
The head chef liked me having an appetite, and so did his partner. So we came to an arrangement.
You slept with them for food?
No! Well, sort of, yes. They liked to watch me eat. Sometimes things went a bit further. I thought it was all the puddings at first, then I realised I was pregnant. They weren't so mad about that.
So you ran away?
They gave me a choice and I chose. And we never looked back, did we, Malden?
Have you finished the story?
I mean, Mum might have some questions.
I'm not sure I understand how you have sex with two men at once.
Abby! Well, she said if we had questions.
I'm not sure I want to answer this in front of my son.
Oh, yeah, now you're bothered I'm here.
It's just how everything fits.
Do you want me to draw you a diagram?
Oh, please.
That would be very useful.
But don't encourage her.
Well, you don't have to look.
You're doing this on purpose.
Me? I'm not doing anything.
All right, enough.
Well, what is it? What can you see?
No, nothing. But the wind's stirring up, and we need to build the shelter. The dune up here might be good.
Yeah, that should work.
Good. Come on, then. You're right.
I'm very thirsty. My guts are turning over with tiredness and hunger. My legs and arms hurt from all the dragging. I'm covered in dust, and I stink. And the wind seems to be full of angry ghosts hell-bent on revenge. But otherwise, this is sort of good.
You are such a cheap date.
And you're okay?
Yeah, same as you. Almost dead on my feet and not sure how we get out of this. But you're right. It's good. See? I told you there'd be more spaceships.
But there's nothing we can use.
You've hardly even looked.
We're just like the first one.
Come on, Malden, help me look. Oh, this must have been where they put cargo.
It's just a wind tunnel now. The patterns in the walls were etched by whirling dust.
There's a compartment here. Oh, I can't lift the door. You can come give me a hand. I'm not going to bite.
Okay.
One, two, three. See? There's a compartment.
Nothing in it, though.
No, we don't know that yet. Come on, down the ladder.
Why me?
It might be dangerous down there. I'm only a girl.
All right.
Well?
You'd better come down here.
All right. Oh, there's not much space.
But look, look.
Property of Unicorn Pan Constellation Services. Pilfering is an offence and subject to Section 9 execution.
Read this bit.
Do not open foodstuffs in your armament Foodstuffs!
In-flight meals for long-haul stellar journeys. This stuff lasts for millennia.
Alden, we found food! What are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, could you move your hand?
Sorry.
Malden, I'm your auntie.
I know, it's just...
It's weird, I know. Let's get these boxes up to the others.
Please. You're not going to tell them?
No, it's all right. So long as it doesn't happen again.
It was the Battle of Malden. Godric took Bertnoth's horse and fled. And the English, seeing the horse, thought it was Bertnoth running away.
So they followed him?
Some of them.
The Vikings slaughtered the rest, didn't they?
Yes.
And Bertnoth?
They never found his head, but his sword with the gold hilt was still with his body.
They shouldn't have let the Vikings land.
He was a stupidly honourable man. Honour will only get you so far.
And you named me after this.
Dad tried to help those people and we almost died, so I called you Malden to remind me that I had to keep you safe.
And the story's all told on a curtain.
The tapestry was lost, but a poem about it survived.
Is Marek in the poem?
We were only in the tapestry. Perhaps that's why it disappeared.
But if someone was trying to find us, they'd look for historical accounts of people appearing out of the air.
And if we had looked, we might have found Marek.
Well, we can't turn back the clock. Look what happened the last time we changed things.
But he was out there. Marek and Joy.
We can't do anything. Malden might disappear.
What?
That's what happened. We changed history to save a world of people, but it meant Joy never existed.
Mum came back.
Only after years in the vortex, and then only just. You don't have special powers. What's happened has happened, isn't that right?
Mum? Up ahead, on the horizon.
The wind's starting up again.
No, it's something else. It's glinting.
Another spaceship?
Could be a mirage.
No, I can hear it. That's water.
There could be anything in here.
It's all right. We've done sea monsters before.
We won't be in here long. Abby, you're a different colour when you're clean.
I liked being red, but it's nice to wash it off.
Yeah. Oh, how long since we had a bath?
Oh, careful, you splashed me.
I meant to splash you. Come on, need to do your face and hair.
All right. Oh, don't get it in my eyes.
Okay. Joy? What is it? Have we missed a bit?
No, it's just you two. You're so young. Look at you. Look at me.
Hey, you look incredible.
Yeah, look at you. Wow.
But I'm old. And you two are the same age as Malden. The way he looks at you both.
Yeah, okay. It's weird, and he's confused. That's why he's building the shelter.
He's not building the shelter, he's behind the dune.
He's watching us.
He's watching you.
Gets that from his father's. Oh, look, he's curious, that's all.
Mum, he's not that naive. He told me what he did.
What did he do? Abby?
He put his hand on me. It wasn't anything, really.
And you let him down gently.
Well, I didn't know what else to do. He's a good-looking boy and he knows it. But he's also my nephew. My great-nephew.
And my grandson. We're not going to do anything.
No. I thought, when we first arrived here, this desolate place, I knew it was all about you, that you'd show up sooner or later and we'd have to fight.
But we're not the monsters you thought.
No. Well-meaning and young and beautiful.
Joy.
I thought you'd take him from me. So I told you he was my son.
You've done a good job. This is better than the last one.
Can hardly hear the wind. Well done, Malden. Oh, is that really your name?
What am I meant to say?
You can tell them the truth now. We don't have any secrets.
My name is Formative Module 39 Zeta, number 81215922.
That's a nice name.
It's a designation. He was built by the Double Line Fraternity.
You're some kind of android.
Oof. You've spent too long in ancient history. I'm a person of alternative origin.
Oh, I'm sorry. So all that stuff about his two fathers...
was not entirely true. There was an orbital called Plane, and I did eat all those puddings. And the chef took me home.
Where I was already installed.
You were a kind of slave.
I was an appliance.
Chef liked to watch us, at first. Then someone else caught his eye, so we left him to it.
I was over my warranty. He'd have thrown me out sooner or later.
And you've been together ever since.
He doesn't age. And that was never a problem because he never looked at anyone else.
It's wired in. I gravitate to a single owner.
And their immediate family. I never had family until now.
So we confuse your program.
You're like me when I first met him. Back when I was young. He can't help but compare.
That doesn't change anything. Does it, Abby?
What? No. Well, not really.
So, Formative Module 13...
Oh, you can call me Malden. Oh. I like Malden now.
Malden, you're with Joy, not us. Can you take that as an order?
I'll try.
Thank you.
You can trust us, Joy. Can't she, Abby? Abby?
I think the wind's dropped. We can carry on.
Thank you.
wanting to say something.
What?
You wanted to say something for hours.
I was just thinking things over.
Mum, we shouldn't have any secrets.
Okay. You said you named him after the battle you saw with your dad.
The first name that came to me when you arrived.
So all of that was true?
Bertnoth and the Vikings. Yes, that was all true.
And Marek's name in the tapestry?
It's not his name, but the stitching gets how he stood. And it describes him and his daughter arriving out of the air. It's not much.
It's all there is of him. I think I'd like to see it. When we get away from here, that's where I'd like to go.
You can't change anything. Without that battle, the people who died, this, me, standing here, would never have existed.
Oh, I can't do that to you again.
I'm sorry, Mum. He's gone.
I'd already thought he was gone forever. But knowing he was out there for all that time...
You have to let him go.
It feels like letting go of part of me.
I know.
Oh, come on, you two. Keep up.
We've got the heavier sled.
I might have given them that on purpose, so they wore themselves out.
Abby said nothing had changed.
I know. She's also instinctive. We sort of shared your dad.
What?
It just turned out that way.
Who was with him first?
I was. He picked me off the streets, gave me somewhere to stay, even something to live for.
And then Abby came along, saw what you had.
It wasn't like that.
Well,
no, all right, it was a bit like that.
He's going to take Malden from me.
No, she promised.
Look at them.
They're not even talking, just working on pulling the sled.
Because nothing needs to be spoken. She might be good for him. I'm not the woman I was. Let them. I don't mind.
Yes, you do, Joy. You do.
I'm going to pretend that I don't. I don't think we'll need to put up the shelter. The whole building is intact.
We don't know it's safe.
Of course it's safe. Look at it. It's been built to weather the dust.
But we don't know who built it.
That could have been centuries ago.
Or it was built by whoever brought us.
We can't walk past it. We have to know.
And if there's someone there?
Well, at least it'd be someone different to talk to.
All right. Joy, Malden, you stay here. Abby and I will investigate.
What happens if it's a trap?
You have to get away.
Mum?
Malden, take Joy. Make sure she's safe. But anyway, nothing's going to happen. Come on, Abby.
Take care.
We always take care. See you in a minute. There's not going to be anyone here.
No.
If there was anyone here, they'd have shown themselves by now.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But what can we do if there is someone here? We're completely at their mercy. We don't have any powers. Is it worth it? We've got enough meals. We can keep going to the light.
There's something wrong about this place. It's not a ruin like the spaceships. Now, shh, I'm going in.
It's more rust than truck.
Might just get it working.
Or we could learn to fly.
Over here.
Well, it feels like leather.
I think it was an apron. You know, for protection from the heat.
I know what an apron is, thank you.
All right. What's eating you?
Me? I'm waiting for the lecture.
What lecture?
Oh, come on. I haven't even touched him.
No, but it's only a matter of time.
I knew it. That's what this is about. Get me away from the others so you can lay down the law.
He's been with Joy forever.
I know.
You can't take him from her.
I know. I wasn't going to. I'm not going to do anything. But this isn't about him.
What?
It's Marek, isn't it? Me and Marek.
Oh, I never minded about you and Marek. I was happy to share.
Yeah, until you found out that you loved him. Now it's all him and you and your daughter. I lost him too, Zara. I loved him too, but I let him know that at the time.
Abby?
You think you're being responsible now, but you haven't changed a bit. It's still all about what's best for you and forget anyone else.
I haven't done anything. I'm just trying to get us off this rock.
Don't you get it? The voices in the wind don't do anything but scream. Whatever brought us here and robbed us of our powers hasn't bothered to show up. They don't need to. we're stuck here. There isn't any way out.
There might not be anyone. It could be a natural phenomenon.
Then there's no one we can appeal to. And we're still just as dead.
But there's things we can use.
Some panels and an old rope. Instant meals that are who knows how ancient. You know they're not enough. It says so on the labels, not to be issued as ration packs. Because we won't survive.
There'll be something here. We haven't even looked.
You're not fooling anyone. You know we can't escape, but you want to keep us busy so we don't fall apart. Like when you lost Marek. You're okay while you're distracted.
Joy's put her faith in us.
And we're going to disappoint her. She was right the first time. Whatever this is, whatever's brought us here, it's got to be our fault. Now she's going to die here.
No!
I'm afraid it's true.
What?
Mum, I'm old now. We've been walking for days and there isn't anything here.
We've hardly started looking.
Then I'll help you look and Abby and Malden can put up the shelter.
No, we don't need the shelter. We'll be all right here.
Yes, but they'll want to have their space.
Joy, I was never going to do anything with him.
I know. But I don't want this hanging over you when I'm gone, so I give you my blessing. Make him happy. Go.
Abby, don't.
You used to tell me I didn't know how to have fun.
But this isn't right. A day ago, you thought he was family.
And now we know he's not.
Don't do this.
Mum, please. I want to do this, to set him free. And I want to spend the evening with you. There's so much still left to be said.
You're not well.
I wasn't well before we even came here. Abby's right, I don't have long, so it doesn't matter. My priorities have changed. Please. Mum.
Abby.
I know. I'm sorry.
It isn't right.
No, but let her go. Come on. Let's see what's here.
Malden!
Over here. Joy said we'd need the shelter.
Yeah. There's a nook over there.
And she said...
Yeah. I know.
You don't have to do this.
Neither do you.
I'm wired this way. I'm built to serve a function.
I know. Aren't we all?
Anything?
Just some old tins of paint. You can use paint as explosive. Learned that from someone I once shared a cell with. Not much use to us now.
It might help us with this.
What have you found? A door.
It's more like a vault. And what's left of a security system. Not much use to us now.
I used to be good with security systems. Could just reach out my mind and... What was that?
I think you just unlocked it. It's open. Look.
But my powers aren't working.
Maybe they're coming back. Or whatever's inside can help us.
Or someone wants us to go inside.
You're right. We shouldn't go inside.
No.
No.
Well, we could just have a peek. What is it?
Don't you know? I thought you'd recognize it.
The voices. I can hear so many voices. But it's not like the wind. They're so distinct. The thoughts and feelings.
It's all of space and time.
The vortex. Oh, it's beautiful. It's everywhere and when, all at once. Churning round, drawing us both in.
It's mesmerizing, isn't it?
I can't turn away.
That's why I didn't look.
What? What is this? What are you doing?
What no one else has been able to. Stopping you and your sister.
This is revenge. You're doing what I did to you, dropping me into the vortex.
Oh, Zara. I was never there.
But you were taken from me. You were... You're not Joy. You're not Joy.
I'm somebody else's daughter. And this is for him. Goodbye, Zara!
No! No!
Hey.
It's all right. We don't have to do anything.
I know. I don't know. Something doesn't feel right.
We can take this slowly.
What? No. I thought I heard something.
The gale outside. It sounds a bit like voices. It's the dust whizzing around.
But I heard Zara in it, screaming.
You imagined it.
I just want to see that she's all right.
You can't go out there. The gale.
Well, it's really not that far. It's just across the gym.
You'll be cut to pieces.
Oh, I can't stop this feeling. I have to know she's all right. Look, I'll come right back and you can tell me I'm being stupid.
You are being stupid. I can't let you go.
Well, how are you going to stop me?
I'll sit on your shoes there. You can't go out like that.
You think?
Abby, wait. Don't be stupid. All right, I'll come with you.
And you're not even wearing shoes.
Where's Zara?
She's sleeping, over there. What is it? What did Molden do?
Oh, he didn't do anything. Well, he stuck his tongue in my ear. That's not very nice. I have to see Zara.
Then come and see her. Come on. What's wrong? You can tell me.
I just want to see Zara.
Molden!
I'm sorry.
No, you keep your distance. What have you done to Abby?
I couldn't stop her. I tried.
No, it's not him. Please. Where's Zara?
All right. She's just through here.
What's in there?
Oh, Abby. Come and see what we've found.
What is it?
Isn't it amazing?
Don't look. It'll get into your head.
That's what Zara said. That's why she's having a lie down. Molden, hold on to Abby so she doesn't fall.
Okay.
Don't look at it either. All those voices.
It's all of time and space.
Everywhere and when. Churning round and round. This is where you and Marek went when you were a baby.
It's where Marek went. And all the people from Terminator City that you couldn't carry across to that ship.
What?
They were the lucky ones. They were torn up by time in an instant. Not like the slow death of being ejected into space or when you opened up a black hole on Mars.
It's you! All this is you! Who are you?
I've had many names, but the last time we met, I was Persephone Creekpolt.
We tried to help your dad. He gave his life for you.
Yes, he probably did. But you've hurt so many people. Hundreds of thousands of voices crying out all through time.
We've tried to put things right.
Oh, yes. You get to decide. Anyone else, there are police and judges, but you and Zara are different. You save a dozen people from a flood or rescue a sinking ship, and that makes up for the world you destroyed.
We never said that. You know that we're not monsters. Whatever you thought before you brought us here.
You think a couple of days spent in your company would stop me seeing this through? It's taken my whole life. This planet once teemed with archaeologists.
This is the planet of rain.
I bought it, put a cordon round it, and then spent my father's fortune studying every particle of dust.
And what did you find?
Enough to follow up. I follow you through all of space and time. Eratum, the last question, the Vikings.
You've called him Molden because it meant something to us.
I learned every weakness, why you couldn't leave the sphere.
It was a Faraday cage. That's what you built here.
The planet's encased in a shield of iron. We beam lang rays to stop your other powers. The voices in the wind to deaden your senses. There is no way out of this.
even for you.
I'm an old woman. It's enough to know that I beat you.
But you haven't.
I separated you from each other and then pushed Zara into the vortex and watched it tear her apart.
No!
She's already lost. And you're a prisoner here. I'll die, but Molden won't grow old. He'll be your eternal jailer.
But you know we're not monsters.
But I am, and you made me.
We should have stayed. When your father died, we could have explained.
But you ran away.
I'm sorry.
It's not enough. It's never going to be enough.
No, I'm sorry you've wasted your life.
What?
All this effort to trap us. And you've only trapped yourself. Molden, let me go.
That won't work. He's programmed to obey me.
No, you programmed him to ingratiate himself with me. He has to do what I want. Molden, let me go.
Yes, Abby.
Look after Persephone. She doesn't have long left.
But your powers don't work. The Langrays.
They must only work in a closed system. But you're open to the vortex. I felt you throw Zara in.
Your powers! You could do anything while you were together. So I had to force you apart. It just needed a good-looking boy.
I can see inside your head. And I know you're wrong about us. You've done more harm than we ever did. Your dad died to get your life back, and look how it's been wasted.
But you're stuck here.
I can go anywhere and when, as long as I'm with my sister.
But she was torn apart by the vortex.
I don't believe that. I'll find her.
I'll tear you apart as well. Look at it. Look at it.
It's beautiful. All the voices.
You'll be lost as well.
Not as lost as you are. Goodbye, Persephone. Zara!
You see? Torn apart. The vortex is too strong.
You won. You should be happy.
I know.
You said we shouldn't look.
It doesn't matter now. Hold me, Molden. Hold me.
To be concluded.